I'm going to set it 10 minutes.
Coach Patino, everybody get a 15 minutes ahead. If you're 14 minutes late, if you're 15 minutes ahead,
you're on time.
If you're 14 minutes early, you'll regret the day you were born, something like that. It's the truth. Like, work that out.
Is Michael in or out?
He's in. And I said that because it was still being discussed, but as I last heard it, he is in. We're going to monitor it like we did last night, too. You know, I mean, it was, like I said last night, you know, we knew going into the game that it wasn't right. He understands it's part of the NBA. You know, it's nobody's healthy in the NBA. And he just couldn't get going. You know, you could just see him limping around. So he's had treatment. The swelling has gone down. And so as we speak, you know, our plan is to try it, and then we'll review it.
You try to help a guy maybe play differently just because you're playing, you know, maybe not at 100%. So say to yourself, try to be effective in different ways.
I hear your point. I hadn't thought of it like that. I feel like you're either there or you're not. Okay. You know, and because I feel like otherwise you hurt the team. You know, last night Larry came in. You know, we were down 13. Michael was limping around. Larry came in. We got it to even, or down 3. But we battled back from, you know, 20. And it's just, you just want healthy people, able bodies, energized minds. And, you know, we're not at a stage where we're just going to beat somebody up in order to have our better players on the floor. If he's not, you know, close to 100%, it's just not fair to him or the team.
This could be nitpicking a little bit, but you make those nice runs late. You get down heavy, and you've done it the last two games against good teams. Is there something to change early to not get there, or is that just a matter of where you are?
I think it's where we are. I mean, once we can overcome that, we're a good team. You know, to just be there throughout an entire game with Atlanta and Cleveland, who had won, what, 10, 11 now in a row, you know, you're quite proud of yourself, like you're amongst the elite if you're just steadily playing with that level of good teams. And we just have so many peaks and valleys that we put ourselves in those holes. It's the two things that stand out most to me now. This is our 50th game, and we're about to, you know, finish the middle third of the year and to revisit what are our plans for the final third going into the summer. We have a problem with turnovers, and we have a problem with defensive rebounding. And we need to zoom in and fix those things to not experience the canyons, like you just said, when we get down 20. A lot of times you're going to look back and point at those two areas.
What makes you guys so much better playing when you are down big?
I feel like the group believes they can come back. We've done it so often. And it's probably easier to convince young guys that there is still hope if you just keep pounding the rock, you know, that the rules are solid enough where it will give us a chance, if we can make some shots, to get stops. And we've held teams now to under 100 points. I think it's 23 times, and, you know, 5 times in our last games. You've heard me talk ever since I was high. That has to be our trademark. We have to be a defensively built team. And we're achieving that. I'm proud of them. And so when we can then come in and make some threes, which has been so foreign to us, and lately we've actually made some perimeter shots, it sure makes life a lot easier to claw back in it with those young guys.
But is there combinations like in that second quarter, meaning guys on the floor, that cause that? And you think about...
Right. Each game, there are some common denominators. Certainly not 5. You know, certainly not 5, but there are some common denominators that you see, for whatever reason, when you go on runs, you have a chance. When you go on runs and you find a way to make up that deficit that Bob was just talking about, there are, you know, a few people that seem to be on the court when those situations happen. But there's not a set of 5. Yeah.
Besides your 4th game in 5 nights, I think this is 20th and 34th 20 and 34 days, but it doesn't look like you have tired legs, at least most guys anyway. Is that product of being so young, do you think? Or
I hope it's a product of the fantastic effort and attention we give them with sports science. I think that the people around me do a great job. My staff around me does a great job. I think that the day-to-day effort that we put in as a staff, that I make sure we put in on educating our guys on hydration and massages and all the things that reflect health and sleep and all those types of things, we talk about it every single day. We'll touch some health aspect. And I hope that that has something to do with it. I think that youth does have something to do with it. I think the reminder of to telling them, like, life in the NBA isn't for everybody. You know, to play this volume of minutes, to be a starter, to have the expectations that we have on them for this amount of time, for 82 games, it's not for everybody. But this is the environment that you are in. And so our young guys have to say, well, this is, you know, these are the way that this league, this is the way that this league operates, and it's challenging for them. It's caught all of them off guard, the frequency, the physicality, the demands that we place on them. And we're still standing. You know, we'll still come out fighting, and to date, I haven't seen a spirit or a physical letdown.
Larry's kind of reaching the end of his second 10-day. How would you evaluate how he's done?
I think he's been an A+. I think that Larry has done everything that we have asked him. You know, when you come into an environment late, you know, how are you going to fit into a group? And his welcoming card, his thing that just triggered the whole sort of the team embracing him, was he passes. He really passes. And, you know, young guys run for him, big guys post for him. I think he's got a coach's, you know, he's the son of a coach. He's got sort of a coach's mind flying around internally where he understands time, score, rotations, pick and roll, rotations especially. And, you know, he's been really good in all ways.
Brett, given Chad's connection to Denver, it gives us another opportunity to kind of talk more about your staff and development. How would you best characterize what he brings?
I think I like how we've designed our staff. I've tried to set it up similar, I think, to an NFL program where we've compartmentalized. Somebody's in, you know, overseeing videos. Somebody's paying attention to defense. Somebody's paying attention to offense. We have a shooting coach. We have a development coach. We have a special assistant to me. I have somebody in charge of analytics. And so for me, I know right where to go if I need help. And Chad has been helping us with our defense. And I think that his personality and his experience in the NBA, he's come through a video room a long, long, long time ago. He's very NBA'd, I say that as a compliment, and very NBA knowledgeable in the terminology, and something that is as vanilla as we're putting in defensively. I don't think I could have chosen a better person to come in and help me, you know, kickstart this program and coach young guys. And so for him to be able to, you know, go out and coach against the Denver Nuggets and let our defense be tested again is a great challenge for all of us.
Tony scheduled his surgery yet? Do you know?
I think he has. I don't really know. I'm looking over at team doctor Mike Preston.
He's scheduled to have a procedure this afternoon. We'll
this afternoon?
Dr.
Preston.
Is there a consensus among all those coaches? When people are talking about upside and downside, or do you
thank
get
you.
What?
Just say that one more time.
Is there a consent? You just mentioned the NFL model, right?
Yeah.
So, and the discussion after literally every one of your games is how far can this guy's talent take him? How far can? Do you guys have that? Does that happen internally as well too? That
you mean
the variety of opinions?
You mean the judgment
like
on players?
Yeah. Like a Covington, is he this? Is he going this way? Or
right.
Is this all the time?
Do?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, for sure. It dominates plane rides, bus rides, coaches' meetings, and that's our job. Like, that's really the, if you were to cut to the chase, like where we're at, that's it, trying to find those people that are keepers. And who are they? What can they be, you know?
But do people, like, is it a daily debate where people provide clues to each other? Do you say, yeah, but did you see that?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm always big on, my first question always when people says, you know, this guy does this, I always say, who is he?
Right.
You know, he's Bowen, he's, you know, like, you know, who is he? And so we play that game all the time with our guys, and you know, it's just that's the nature of our job, especially not trying to find keepers.
Not trying to find keepers.
Trying to find keepers.
That's what I mean. I mean, that's,
you know, like, so whether it's Covington or Hollis or Lair, you know, like the whole thing.
But I don't know where that line is. Like, because, you know, NBA is so transient that.
I think that we have all been around a long time that we feel confident that with either research or analytics or a group consensus, like we have enough assets all over the place to be able to, we hope, get it right. And for me, the trump card is always, you know, character.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, how do they tick? How do they really tick? Because, as I've just said, the NBA isn't for everybody. It's easy to be, or easier to be good for a month or for 50 games. Right. And then, you know, what's it take to play in May and June? And it's always, it gets down to human nature and human beings being vulnerable or strong.
Are these rallies then significant or dangerous?
For me, they are.
Yeah.
For me, they are. Like, I feel like I see signs where there's no back down in people.
Yeah.
You know, and you see that in the group. I'm proud of what we've done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they fight way more than they don't. But it's a daily assessment with the ultimate end game of, you know, are they people that can play when it matters?
Makes the bus rides go longer.
Sure. Okay. There's no dull moment. I tell you what, it makes, like, I can't believe I'm sitting there. It's 50 games.